Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we are talking all things mission travel. Now, if you're just joining us, you've really missed some great guests that we've had on the show. But as always, you know, no problem. You can find our show's archive on our website, and that is www.travelbagswithanita.com. So if you want to hear the show and all the details and all the great information, if you're interested in mission travel or have some questions about it, we have lots of guests that have been on the show, so please go and take a listen there. And also send us an email if you have any questions or anything like that at info@travelbagswithanita.com. Now, it's truly amazing to hear all of the things that our guests are doing, but we have in the studio someone who literally just got back from India on a mission trip as part of Net India. Is that correct, Emily?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
And we have Emily Crane, who's in the studio. She is a young lady who just finished high school and is taking a semester break, and then she's going to head off to college. But in between that, she spent 2 months in India.
How impressive.
Very impressive. So, Emily, we want to hear, like, all the details. So tell us a little bit about your experience.
Okay. We headed off to India June 4th, mm-hmm. and we traveled to 7 different states doing a ton of different ministries. It was me and Sarah Beth Little and Paige Williams, Joel's daughter, actually. So I got the privilege of hanging out with her for 2 months, and both of those girls, they're awesome. Mm. So we landed in Delhi, which is the capital of India, and then just traveled all around doing vacation Bible schools, working in different orphanages and hostels. And in one of the places, an orphanage we were at, was in the middle of a ton of unreached villages. So the first half of the day, we got to go door to door, just preaching the gospel. And these people had literally had never heard the name of Jesus before. And so it was just awesome to be able to experience that, especially coming from the Bible Belt, where everyone knows who Jesus is and everyone has a gist of the gospel, and it's really easy to become complacent with it and just kind of take Jesus and put him in your pocket and walk around with him. And the Bible Belt's just full of that. And it was awesome to go to India and meet with people and tell them about Jesus, and they have literally never heard the gospel before. So it was like day and night, black and white, totally different. That was probably one of my favorite places and one of my favorite things that we did, because it was just so raw and pure and genuine. And that's just really hard to find in the Bible Belt. It's really hard to find in the South of America, wow. in the States. So that was awesome. Then we actually got to work 2 weeks with Rahab's Rope, a local nonprofit organization here in Gainesville. They're connected with India as well, with the sex trafficking industry. So we got to work 2 weeks with them, and that was awesome. And then we got to go to another orphanage. We got to do some just church ministry with pastors. And so we would go house to house ministering to widows and orphans and cleaning their houses, cooking for them, washing their clothes, giving them baths, just that kind of thing. Really just loving on the widows and orphans as Christ calls us to. And also Ken mentioned our trip to the Himalayan mountains and Himachal Pradesh in the northern part of India. And it's one of the most remote and unreached states of India. And it was just ridiculous how vast and beautiful the place was.
I admit.
But then the contrast of poverty, like naturally it's absolutely beautiful. And then just to see how broken and lost the people there are and how unreached they are. That ministry was crazy. The first village that we went to, only one woman had believed in Jesus out of the whole village, and that was it. And we got to do some medical ministry there and a couple other villages in that state, too.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Now, did you take a train ride to that area?
We...
tell us a little bit about it. I've heard there was an interesting train ride.
It was in between our third and fourth week. We were originally supposed to be on a train for 18 hours, and it ended up being 55 hours.
Ouch.
Yeah, my. And Paige and I ended up sharing a bed every night, too. So that was really interesting. Really had to trust God in that moment. nothing like an American train you would get on. So conditions were rough. Praise God, it was AC. We got one of the nicest.
That's good.
We got one of the nicest little cabins of the train. But that was... very, very interesting. Yeah.
Now, one of the things that Stan mentioned also, too, is that a lot of times people will go on these trips. And I'm talking about Stan Bell, who's here in the studio with us with Helping Hands here in Gainesville. You talk, Stan, about the, you know, the reward that people get. They think they're going over and they're just, you know, going to do all this wonderful work and change the lives of people, you know, in, say, India, where Emily was. And of course, you're doing that. I mean, you absolutely are being successful with that. But they're also really coming back changed themselves.
That's absolutely correct. You know, God has a plan for each one of us. And once we recognize that plan to go, he uses that opportunity where we give ourselves to him wholly for some period of time. And you come back forever changed, never again to be the same.
And Emily, what changes do you think? And when you think about what Stan just said, what changes do you think you've come back with?
Man, that's tough. That's tough. A lot of it was just an appreciation, I guess, for growing up in church and having the opportunity ever since I was little to hear about Jesus and to hear about the gospel, because we went to places over there, generation after generation after generation after generation, have never heard of Jesus before, and just dying and being eternally separated from him because people aren't going and telling them about him. And that just hit me so, so hard. Like, I have had the opportunity to hear about Jesus since day one, and these people spend their lives never hearing about him at all. So it wrecked me, definitely, whenever I was over there. Appreciation for running water, and appreciation to go to the grocery store and get some food.
The things we take for granted.
Exactly. And appreciation for a job. Just all different sorts of things. But at the same time, like, a righteous anger inside of me at the same time. I didn't want to come back to America. I wanted to stay in India. Just how, as I was talking about before, how pure and raw and real Jesus is, and how real the gospel is out there. It's just looked over here. Jesus is looked over in America so much and so often, and how real and raw and pure my relationship was with him while I was out there just blew me away. So coming back home, it was hard because you've got distractions, you've got social media, you've got friends, you've got styles you have to keep up with, you have to look a certain way and act a certain way. And it was just readjusting to training my mind and renewing it daily to who Christ has called me to be and how important my relationship with is, my relationship with him is first, and not getting so wrapped up and caught up in the distractions that daily life in America throw at you. Because it's so easy to forget how important time in the Word is, how important time in prayer is, how important it is that we're called to make disciples of all nations, not only going places, but where we are. And so,
and I think that's a good point, too, where we are, because we can do mission work right here at home as well.
It brings up a lot of points. I mean, India is a good contrast versus the United States for the fact that when you go to countries around the world, it's always good to talk about religion. But when I talk to people, I don't really ask people, do you believe in God? The question I usually ask people is, what do you mean by God? Because the opinion you'd have here, because everyone knows when you're talking about Jesus Christ what they mean. In other countries, they don't have those same experiences. So when you ask somebody, what do you mean by God? You begin a conversation right then where you can talk, because you see where they're coming from. And then you have your perception, and you can get an idea of equating or knowing what they mean.
Absolutely. I had a lot of experience with that. Whenever India, it's like 85-90% Hindu out there. And so they just have billions of gods. And so whenever you preach the gospel to them, you have to start from square one of there is one God, one creator, one Lord and Savior, who is Jesus Christ, and go through creation in the Old Testament and why Jesus had to come and die and everything. Because if you don't explain that, then they're just like, oh, yeah, Jesus, we'll believe, and throw it in with all the other
with
ones.
With the other gods.
Yeah.
I can see that as being the case. I can definitely see that. Now, now Stan, I definitely would like for you to just, you know, say, because we're sort of running down on the clock here, but I'd love for you to maybe share with the listeners, because Emily's experience, I would think, would really be encouraging people to want to, you know, get involved if they're not already involved. So how can people get involved with what you're doing at Helping Hands?
You can reach us via the via our website. It's www.helpinghandsmissions.org. Our phone number is 678-765-6999, and we would love to talk to you about traveling with us to Bolivia or Uganda, and also would highly recommend Net India on any trip as well.
Well, that's I agree with you. Net India, Helping Hands. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there. Dr. Johnson shared with us how she, as just an individual, does things. I think it's just, you know, seeing that need and really, you know, following the call and just getting out there and doing something. This has been a great show. Thank you so much, everyone, for being on the show. Emily, Stan, Doc Bill, Ida, Joe over there, too, with the thumbs up. And Olivia, I hope you've enjoyed your first day here. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we'll be back in 2 weeks on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, FM 102.9, WDUN.